This is John Parsons for My Life Radio News with an investigation into divine warnings about America's future. Florida pastor Brenda Price warned in her sermon on Sunday, September 9th of 2001, just 48 hours before 9/11, that the fires of judgment were about to fall. She says she started out in the 80s seeking God for healing for her daughter who was born with cystic fibrosis, but ended up receiving messages about a future invasion of America and a warning about Iraq.
Turned on the radio, and they announced Operation Desert Storm. And the Lord said, that's the storm. He said, now you watch it. It's going to culminate one day into World War III.
Speaking of the second Gulf War, Price said,
in my heart of hearts, I know that this is a quicksand that is going to give way and bring great destruction to our troops and to our country and give them the excuse that they're looking for to attack us in a much larger way.
Price's warnings are not without precedent. According to a 145-year-old National Tribune story, an officer who served under General George Washington claimed that in 1777 he witnessed Washington recounting a vision from an angel pertaining to America's future. Known as Washington's angelic visitation at Valley Forge, the vision details three great perils to come upon the Republic. The first two are clearly identifiable as the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. The third describes black clouds and hordes of armed men invading and devastating the American continent. At the point of being overcome, an angelic intervention apparently changes the course of the battle and the hordes are driven back. The vision concludes with these words, and I quote, "Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union," end quote. On July 4, 1954, world-renowned American healing evangelist A.A. Allen saw in a vision the Statue of Liberty engulfed by toxic fumes. He describes dark clouds engulfing the nation and rockets leaping out of the ocean like fish exploding in a huge ball of fire. Viewing the widespread desolation, he concludes with these words, and I quote, "While the defenders of our nation have quibbled over what means of defense to use and neglected the only true means of defense, faith and dependence upon the true and living God, the thing which she greatly feared has come upon her," end quote. In the 80s, a Romanian pastor, Dimitri Dudeman, was expelled by the communists and arrived in America. He received a series of warnings for America now published on the internet by handofhelp.com. He warned of an invasion by foreign powers. His grandson, Michael Baldia, who has now succeeded him, recently had a dream of an eagle which was bitten viciously by three serpents. In the dream he was told, and these are the exact words, "The first bite has been, the second is yet to come, and the third will be its destruction." Baldia, in an October 2004 web posting, says, and I quote, "Since 9/11, we can see many in America have disregarded the warnings from God, and efforts have been made across this land to allow gay marriage, remove references of God from landmarks and buildings, and even the Pledge of Allegiance. America is on a collision course with judgment, and this is why the watchmen are blowing the trumpet." End quote. Price, who is currently conducting tent revivals in Washington State, said last month,
"I've been asking God as far as timing. Do we still have time to set the record straight? Do we still have time to repent?" And as much as I want to offer hope, and I believe there is hope, there are going to be areas protected, but the Lord has spoken to me recently that we're past and beyond the point of changing it, but we individually can change our destiny by walking before the Lord with as much purity and wholeness as we can and reach as many for the Lord as we can. And God will supernaturally protect people during this time. But as a nation, we're past the point of total turning it around. We could have done that up to a year ago. And I think the election that is coming up is vital as far as being able to hold it back a little longer, a little more grace period.
Whilst these visions and dreams represent thinking the unthinkable for most Americans, what is inescapable is that divine warnings for the U.S. have at very least a 145-year history and appear to be increasing in frequency. This has been John Parsons reporting for My Life Radio News on divine warnings about America's future. To find out more about the work of My Life Radio, go to myliferadio.com. That's myliferadio.com.
I'm going to share with you a little bit of what God has told me over the years, and I'm going to follow it up by things that others have shared with me. As I was preparing this week, I said, God, is this what you want me to share with the people? Because this is a very heavy subject. This is a very vital subject that I have held back, actually, all the details of it for many years because I was waiting for the right time. Now, you've got to imagine, I've had these revelations since around 1981, 1982, and I have held them until God said it was time to release them. So what you're going to hear this morning is the total sum of revelation that God has given me over the last 20-some years. But I'm going to throw in some other things that other people have also given me. When I want to say, first of all, when I went to Washington State, some of the things God has given me, I only knew of two other people in the face of the earth who I personally knew who had received these. After going to Washington State and Washington, D.C., and meeting with people of high esteem in the government, senators, congressmen, I began to find out that I was not Elijah on the backside of the desert, but I was hearing things that is common knowledge around the world. Especially in other countries, but it's also common knowledge here in the United States of America. I'm putting this on tape this morning because I want this to go out. These are revelations, I said again, that I have held for 20 years and not shared, but a little bit of it because the time was not yet to share it. This morning, when I was putting together my last notes, I heard something very disturbing over the radio. I went on the internet quickly and looked up to find out what was going on. But something very eventful happened today. I will share that last of all in my sermon. Followed up by my sermon on this scale last time came the 911 event. And following up my study in this week, the event that I heard on the radio today happened this morning. This is a prophetic message, and I know that it's going to go beyond just this crowd here. I shared my 911 message when I was in Washington, and somehow in Idaho, actually, was where I first gave it. And the word got around, and a man named Clate Sonmore, I have some of his books, flew in from Minnesota to meet me personally. This man was one of the five starters of the Full Gospel Men's Fellowship. He was one of the five people who started that fellowship. And Brother Clay was in charge of all the big meetings with William Branham and many of the other important speakers of the day. He personally knows Pat Robertson and all that. Anyone that you can think of, he has ate with, been in the home of, fellowshipped with. Him and his wife knew all the great names. You couldn't mention any of them that they personally were not known to him. He flew out to Minnesota, from Minnesota to meet me, and he wanted to know what I had to share because he wanted to share it with his partners. He's now a very famous author. He has books, a new one coming out called The Latter Rain Movement that happened at the turn of the century, and many other books, None Dare Call It Deception, Show the House to the House, and many other books that he has written that are around the world. He was personal friends with William Branham for many years, went on hunting trips with him, and he's was one of the greatest ministries of our time, Brother William Branham. And this is the kind of scale that this ministry has gotten attention because I dared to speak out. I've got to tell you that on September 9th, and before that, I was afraid to speak out. I wrestled with it all week long. And I said, God, I don't know how people will take this. And he said, I want you to give it. And I gave it. And because of that, God has caused me to be able to meet in the homes of senators and congressmen and famous people who I can't even speak their names because I do not want, you know, their jobs in jeopardy. As I was preparing this message, I had the same feeling I had when I gave you the 9-9 message that happened on 9-1-1. So I'm going to plunge into this. And I tell you today to please be prayerful about what I'm sharing with you. Don't dump it out the back door because it is scary stuff. Don't dump it out the back door because it's something you've never heard before. I want you to pray about it. I want you to consider it. I want you to seriously ask God for yourself about these things that I'm going to share with you. This message now has gone around the world. I had a man who came to me also from Minnesota who had heard Clayton's testimony about me. He has a national radio program, and he came to interview me 3 or 4 months ago in Spokane, Washington. When he interviewed me, he put it on the radio program, and he has re-aired it since then because so many people wanted to hear it. I also have that on CD if you want to purchase that. We purchased some of the CDs. He has sent them around the world. People from all over have heard some of the things that I am fixing to share with you. There is an open door for this now that 911 has happened. But before it, when God showed me these things, there was no open door. People didn't believe it. They didn't want to hear it. I told about terrorism coming to the United States. I told about that. But there was no ear to hear these things during that time. Since then, God has opened the ears of the nation, and they're wanting to hear. Even the president himself has received some of this material that I'm sharing with you today. I'm going to start with a little bit that the Lord has shown me and who I am. I was raised up under my dad's ministry, who had some great, fantastic miracles and some great moves of God that are still talked about today. We also were at Brother A.A. Allen's church. My dad pastored his church, a very famous man of God. And we knew people such as R.W. Shambach and Don Stewart and others. And some of the greatest men of the day we knew. And we're still in contact with some of these people. I began to get visitations from the Lord when I was still very young. I was only 6 years old when an angel came to me and took me to heaven. And I was allowed to see many wonderful things, including the Lamb's Book of Life. I was shown this book that was near to completion. Then the Lord let me know time was short. I also had a dream this very week. In this dream, a lady opened a book to me, and she showed me a number of things that I was to accomplish before the time of the end. There were only 2 pages of this book. I believe in time, that means a short time. There were a list of things on each page of things that were going to occur in my ministry that God had ordained for me to accomplish. I remember looking down, she was pointing to one side, and I was looking down at the right-hand side of the page, and I remember only one thing, and it said, great meeting in Dallas. So I know that sometime in the future, I'm going to have a great meeting in Dallas. I looked up at the right-hand side of the book, and I saw a demonic face. I said to her in the dream, this was just 3 days ago, I said, what is that? And she said, there will come a time when you will bring great fear to the enemy. That was the end of the dream. I walked in the Spirit all day after having that dream. When I was in Miracle Valley, I began to have many gifts and treasures given to me from the Lord. One of them was the gift of prophecy, the word of knowledge. I was 14 at the time and very unlearned in the ministry, but I had an understanding in some areas that surpassed all the knowledge that I could have even had. I had near-death experiences, and this left me knowing that life was fragile. And I had almost drowned when I was a small girl. I came inches from being run over by a speeding car, and as a baby, I almost died of a high fever. I helped pastor my father's church and held meetings in and out of the United States, and I've been blessed with many great miracles and prayers of faith for so many around the world. My own daughter, although she received many, many, many miracles, the Lord chose to take her home. But while I was going through the process of 18 years, 21 years actually, of seeking God for her healing, the Lord told me 2 years before she died that He was going to take her. But this caused me to have to seek God like never before. I'm giving you this foundation because you need to understand where I was when I received these things. I needed to hear from God because my daughter was dying. I needed to know from God why He had not healed her and what it would cost to get her healing. Many times God worked many miracles. It would take too long to tell you the miracles He worked on her. But suffice it is to say this morning that it taught me to seek God and to hear His voice. It would not have helped me for even Oral Roberts to walk over to me and give me a word. I had to hear from God myself. I had to learn how to hear from God. So through these things, I began to seek God in fasting and prayer. It was during the years of this desperate struggle for life that these gifts began to be more pronounced. I was in need of that miracle, and I needed to hear God firsthand. And I started out an intimate search with the Lord. And as I preached and shared the things that God revealed to me, I began to get things from God that I didn't know what to do with. God began to say things to me about the end time and about the future of the United States of America. And I recalled visions that other people had shared with me, such as Brother A.A. Allen's vision of the Statue of Liberty being forced to drink from the cup of God's wrath. I ran into virtually unknown men of God that had tremendous insights for the future. One such man was Ira Holyfield up in the hills of Tennessee. I was spellbound as he, for days, would tell us how he would stay up all night and pray, and God would give him visions of the end time. He passed away just a few short years ago, and I would imagine what he would say about today's events. But this began a hunger in me to understand more. And I went on several 21-day fasts. I went on 14-day fasts. I went on 7-day fasts. But during one of my 21-day fasts, I was taken up in a vision, and I saw the Antichrist. And the Lord told me things concerning him that have since come to pass. And there is a lot of information at these intervals that began to come my way. I saw the Antichrist system being set up in Europe and the coming persecution that would follow. And during this vision, I was told that the United States of America would be destroyed as we know it, and that Russia would invade the East Coast, and the Chinese and Japanese forces would invade the West Coast. And there would be pockets of resistance that would make a stand in the Midwest. And that there would be greenhouses of protection that God would protect His elect. I've come to know that God will supernaturally tell many where to go and when. But that a vast amount of believers will perish during the initial attack. Some will be taken hostage. The Russians will eventually be more accommodating than the Chinese. There will be a time before this, however, that our armies will be in the Middle East, probably Saudi Arabia, when a massive force will wipe out our army in that location. Now remember, I received these visions back in the early 80s. This will cause a terrible chain reaction of events. We will be involved in so many different places that we will lose our ability to bounce back. We already are being involved in so many areas. At the same time, world events will become chaotic. There will be hot spots everywhere, such as Russia and Iran, South and North Korea. As our sister had a vision just a month or so, 2 months ago, of North Korea invading South Korea. I was told before the war with Iraq, back in 1989, that there was a storm to come that would culminate into World War III. And during this time, one of my prayer partners had a visitation from the Lord, and that was Susan McGahee. And she saw us suffering under a sign that was called Afghanistanism. And if you know anything about the attack on 9/11, Most of the pockets were held up in Afghanistan. There were many other bits and pieces of information that came together and gave me a greater understanding. But one of the most recent insights came on June 3rd, 2001. I was holding a revival in Knoxville, Tennessee, when I was told that we were to seek God for 99 days. At the end of that time of repenting and drawing near, the fire would fall. So we called on our little church to keep the vigil and to end on September the 9th. We knew that that would be 99 days, ending on 9-9-01. That gave us 9-9-9-9. I asked the Lord what significance 9 held, and He told me judgment. The last week of the vigil, I looked through all the prophecies and the words of knowledge and the many years of words that had been given to me, both personally and those by others. And it came together like a puzzle that had been missing pieces that were suddenly found. On Sunday, September the 9th, I told the church that we would be shut in for the entire day, for the fire was on the way. Little did I know that on that day and that very moment that we were preaching that message, the terrorists were en route to their destination of destruction. I read to you guys here in this church the words that I had written the week before that contained the pieces of information that now begin to shape into what would be more prophetic than any I had ever given. These are the words of Chuck Youngbrandt, read to our congregation on September 9, 2001. What lies ahead is lethal in the extreme. It is destructive, fearsome, terrible, and will leave people stunned and in terror. This is our exact transcript. I saved the message. The pace of judgments will quicken and come in sudden severe blows. Professional murderers are willing to give their lives to take President Bush's life. The assassins aim a fireball at Bush, and many will perish. The face of this land will change again until chaos and fear reign. Suddenly and without warning, it is at the door waiting. This is not a great period of time as you hold time. It is not weeks but days before it begins. The judgments of God are about to fall on America in its fullness. You have wanted to hear my word only on your terms and turned a deaf ear. 7 judgments in quick succession loosed by the church in America. You will grieve over the senseless loss of life and buildings of employment. I went on to tell of the warnings we had received and not noticed, such as the meteorite Shoemaker Levy that pelted Jupiter in the month of July a few years back, some of them twice the size of Earth. I told them of the fireball that had appeared mysteriously over the skies in July of that year. All of these had been warnings. I reminded them of the night that the Lord spoke to us during the election and had us go to the church to pray. Where was the last great stand? In West Palm Beach, Florida. This was no coincidence. Where was the mark of the beast just released? Here, 15 miles from this building in West Palm Beach County, the mark of the beast called the V-chip was just introduced and legalized. This was no coincidence. Our prayers had the power to bind and the power to loose. I told them not to shake their fist at God when judgment came, for it was the church who stood by and chose not to seek Him for forgiveness and mercy. I had trumpeted this message for 2 decades on deaf ears, for the most part. Fewer still responded. I had planned to go with my team to Ohio, Alabama, and Texas. One by one, those meetings fell through. I was in my office while in prayer, and the Lord reminded me of Brother Adrian Simla, who we had worked with overseas and in the States. There was only one problem. I did not have his number. While I was sitting there praying, I said, Lord, if you want us to go to Washington with the warnings that you have given me, I need to get a hold of Brother Adrian. While I was speaking this prayer, the phone rang. My dad was on the other end, and he said, I forgot to tell you, Brother Adrian called you this week. I did not tell him this. This was while I was in prayer. He said, here's the phone number. That's just a little bit of what I wanted to share with you on my personal visions. Now, this morning I woke up. I was going to share this at the end, but I feel like God wants me to share it now. You need to hear what I'm saying. We need to be informed. It's ignorance to be uninformed, and it's power to be informed by God. You see, we are living a life in the United States, and when I say we, I'm talking about not those of you who are informed, but I'm talking about those who are not allowing the Spirit of God to present to them where we are in this last days. As I was reading over the visions that I'm going to share with you from people all over the United States and around the world that I have culminated and brought together by famous people, I ran across one of the visions that said this, and this morning came to my attention before I read to you what happened this morning. A vision given to a man named E.R. Lindsay back at the turn of the century. In this day, God is warning his people through visions and revelations. The clearest warning of all will come exactly 1 year before the greatest disaster of modern times. This prophetic warning will come in the form of three signs. These three events will occur in different parts of the world at the same time. Australia will experience its greatest earthquake. And I looked that up this morning. 7.2 is the largest that Australia has had. Now wait till you hear what happened this morning. A volcano will erupt in the Mediterranean Sea. Now this has not happened yet, so this is just a prelude to this occurrence, resulting in a huge tidal wave. A minor earthquake will occur in California, causing only small damage. But 1 year later from that occurrence, three events, a great convulsion will shake the whole world. In California, the San Andreas Fault will split, and the land west of it will sink into the ocean. This will create a 150-foot tidal wave, which will encircle the world, inundating most coastal cities of the earth. Huge cracks will appear in the ground. Many volcanoes will erupt. The whole earth will shake. Believing that the United States is helpless to defend herself, the enemies of the United States will send atomic rockets. The attack will last for 3.5 days. The combination of these terrifying events will annihilate 1/3 of the world. After these events, and I want you to hear this part, after these events, the Antichrist will step on the scene. Now, whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, whatever you believe the rapture, I want to make it clear today that these events will happen before it. They precede it. And I'll tell you why. Not just because the United States is wicked, but judgment begins in the house of God. And the United States is the house of God. This is where we have sent the gospel out for the last 100 years. And this is where God wants to straighten up a people and say, you will do it my way and my way alone. Praise God. If he does not send, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that wind. I want you to know God is speaking today. This is not me. This is the presence of God. Sometimes when I give these messages, I've had thunder, I've had lightning, I've had all kinds of events. This is not to bring you fear, my dear friends in Christ. This is to bring you into a knowledge that we're living in a day like none other. And if you're not living close to the throne of God, you're going to miss the voice of God. Hallelujah. Now, I was not going to include E.R. Lindsay's in today's message, but when I woke up this morning, here's what I heard. Listen carefully. This morning, there was an 8.9 earthquake that hit outside. Let me see, let me give you exact coordinates. It was on the ocean floor between Australia and Antarctica, 8.9. Now listen, this is the worst earthquake in 40 years. After the earthquake, a tidal wave rose up this morning. It hit over 7 countries. The west coast of Sumatra, I don't even know how to say that. 1,000 miles west of the epicenter. 3,000 were killed. In Indonesia this morning. Now this is just the initial. They expected to come into the multiplied thousands of people killed in what happened this morning. This is the first preliminary report. 1,000 killed, 1,000 miles of the epicenter, 3,000 killed, 1,800 killed in Indonesia, 1,900 killed in parts of India, 200 in Thailand, 42 in Malaysia, 2 in Bangladesh, and hundreds of bodies washed up on various beaches. And Thailand, when it hit, there were hundreds of European people who go there every year for vacation. And hundreds of them were wiped right off the beach on a sunshiny day this morning. Now listen to this. This is what the geophysicist said this morning about this 8.9 earthquake and the following tidal wave that came with it. He said all the planet is vibrating from this earthquake that happened this morning. And this is the scariest of all. He said the quake even disturbed the Earth's rotation. Are you hearing me this morning? This isn't a movie. This isn't the end is coming movie. This is fact this morning. There was an earthquake, 8.9, that happened right near the spot E.R. Lindsay talked about. And a tidal wave has wiped away 7 different continent coastal areas. And the toll has not been reached of the thousands of people who this morning were sunning and having a good day when suddenly a wall of water came and destroyed their homes. This happened this morning as I was preparing this sermon to share with you because I was in fear and trembling to let you know everything God had shown me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. George Washington had a vision. How many have ever read George Washington's vision that he had? I have it, and perhaps I could make copies of it. George Washington had a vision. I'm just going to tell you and sum it up. He was in prayer. This went into the newspaper back during his day. He was in prayer. And while he was in prayer in the woods during the Revolutionary War, suddenly an angel came to him and he said, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." The Lord showed him the war that would happen between the states. He showed him World War I and II, and then he showed him World War III. And he said, "This war will be more devastating than any war that has ever preceded it." And he said, "The United States will go into near annihilation, but at the end of it, we'll rise up and there'll be a remnant saved." George Washington. Now, Jonathan Hansen, before the New York devastation of the Twin Towers, they went to different countries through air and physically, and they warned that the economy was fixing to be shaken and there would be loss of freedom. Now, they did this in March. They were in New York, March 2001. And they said to New York, "The economy is going to be shaken, loss of freedom, terrorist attacks, chemical and biological and nuclear weapons will be used against the United States. Millions will die in America when all is done. Blood will run. There will be natural and other things that will change the American way of life forever." This was given March 2001. Dimitri Duterman came all the way from Romania. He didn't speak a word of English. God spoke to him. He said, "You are to go to America." And he began to tell him the names of the cities here. He had never even heard of the states. He had never heard of the cities. He was just a poor little Romanian man who was smuggling Bibles into Russia. And God said, "You tell America that from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, North Korea, and China will attack America, and she will burn. War with Hussein will restart. Now, this was given, of course, back before this happened. China will be in alliance with Russia. Did you know that they have made an alliance now? China and Russia have sat at a table and made an agreement to be an alliance against who? Us. The angel said, watch where they will penetrate America, he told Dmitry Duterman. Then I saw Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. Then the angel said, America's sins have reached God. He will allow this destruction, for he can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, has an army. Nuclear bombs will hit New York, Virginia, Florida, Minnesota, California, Utah, and Washington State. The Lord showed him a map with a black streak going down the west coast and the east coast destroyed. The word invasion. He said, Lord, when will they take all of America? He said, no, they will be stopped in the Midwest. I saw Chinese and Russians. They were dressed in red coats and caps, plunging bayonets into people. They were fiendish. There was torture. There were rapes. There were Christian martyrs. Evangelist Bobby Martz, another evangelist, wrote this in early 1984. I saw a church building where an altar and people were in the front kneeling and praying. And it looked like there were about 100 people. But there was a group of them that stood out of anger and rebellion and said, we don't have to pray like this. This is too demanding, too legalistic. We don't have to get into this type of praying. Doesn't that sound like a lot of the church today? The people that were speaking against praying were found in the church kitchen, in the social area, where they had functions. These Christians were saying, it's all right to pray a little, but we don't need to pray like that. Fellowship is what we really want. The next thing I saw was what looked like black arrows being released by black demonic spirits. These black demons came up to these people at their social function, and these black demons started attacking the people. These Christians, these prayerless Christians, were covering their heads and going crazy. They could not handle the demonic pressure and forces of these powers of these last days. They were Christian, but they were overcome. Then I was taken back to those who had stayed in intense prayer. They were weeping for the whole earth, for all the nations. They were broken and weeping. I saw tremendous unity among their ranks and love for one another. They understood each other's call and their burden. There was no jealousy. There was no competitiveness. They were focused on the burden of the Lord for the world. They then stood up and were facing a world in terrible darkness. It was indescribable and terrifying. But these warriors were not afraid. They began to go forward as one. The gospel was coming out of their mouth, and they were speaking to the multitudes, and they were coming in, praise God. A.C. Valdez, at the turn of the century, was a great preacher. In 1929, he said, I saw America under nuclear attack. I saw California destroyed in the East Coast. Henry Groover, who is a very famous man, who has sat in that bus with us and talked to us, told us this. I saw nuclear submarines emerging from the water near our borders. Then I saw missiles coming out of them. They hit the eastern coastal cities of the United States and then the western seaboard. I cried, oh God, when? Now this was back in 1986 that he received this. I heard an audible voice speak to me, an audible voice that said, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go free, the world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, and feeding and caring for the masses, and will let down their weapons and cry peace and safety. Then sudden destruction shall come. This was before Glasnost and Perestroika. E.R. Lindsay, another famous man of God, he said in California, the San Andreas Fault will split, and the land west of it will sink into the ocean. This will cause, oh, I read that to you, 150-foot tidal wave, which will encircle the world. This morning, when I was reading about this earthquake, do you know what it said, church? Do you know that it said that within 20 minutes, you can have an earthquake way over in Indonesia? Within 20 minutes, a tidal wave can reach America. Within 20 minutes of an earthquake, a tidal wave can reach America. You and I wouldn't have time to turn on a radio or turn on a TV. We need to be hooked up to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Who knows every event before it happens. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Rick Tesalona, a great prophet from the Philippines. He said God spoke to him audibly when he was a young boy, about 20 years old, and said the church is not perfect. It's not glorious. It's defeated. It is friends with the world. I will purify your land with judgments. My son, prophesy against the United States, for they have become their own gods, loving themselves and their own selves. They rever. They do not acknowledge my sovereignty. I will rain down in the land. Revival, two things. Revival for the dying church and judgment for those who will not hear the word. What word are we talking about? The word of judgment. There's very few people who are going to hear this word. But church, you've got to understand. Hold up that precious little baby. Is she asleep? Hold up this precious darling. Look how precious. How precious this little baby is. You would give your life to save that baby. Amen? You would step between any bullet to save that baby, because it's precious. Do you know right now it's legal in some states to add a baby full term, to reach into the baby and jab the back of its neck and to suck its brains out? It's legal in the United States of America to do that. Do you know it's legal to put a saline solution inside of a mother's womb and literally burn the skin off of a baby within the womb until the baby collapses from poisonous fluid that's been put into the womb? Do you know the other abortion method of taking a suction thing and pulling the head and the arms off of a baby? Do you know how many millions of children are sacrificed in the United States of America today because we do nothing as a church? We don't pray. We don't repent. We don't change. Why is judgment coming to the United States? God told one man, I have heard the cry of my unborn. I have heard the cry of my unborn, and I will require one life for every life that's been taken. It's worse than the Holocaust. There's been more than 6 million babies destroyed in this country alone. We, the author of abortion, we are. We are. Why is God going to destroy America with the house of God? And there has been more homosexuality accepted in the last year than any time on the face of the earth. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah over homosexuality, and He will destroy this country over it too. It's an abomination to God. While we watch it on our everyday TV, these things aren't even being aired after 11. These things are being aired on prime time. And you can't turn on TV without seeing a man kissing a man. My God, people, we've got to wake up. We've got to understand God is shaking the earth, and it will shake. And it will tremble. But here's the good news. There is a group of people who have their ears tuned. Who have their ears tuned to what God is saying. And God has told many, many people, including Pastor Brett's wife was sitting at dinner with her husband about 7 years ago on their anniversary in Seattle and looked out over the ocean and went into a vision and she saw the destruction of that area. And God said, the white horse is riding and the next one is on its way. My sister had a dream. She said, we had just finished a great, horrendous, terrible war. And as she saw that one horse, I guess it was the white one, I don't remember the sequence of it. And she said, we just thought we were resting, but we were damaged when suddenly the second horse came flying over the bombardment that we had put up. I don't know if you've heard of the end time handmaidens, but her ancestors were living in Russia. And God said, you are to leave Russia because they're going to turn against you and put many into prisons and take your land and many will starve. And so her people got up and they left and they moved and came to the United States and to Canada. She said, now those same people that have carried on the vision are saying that destruction is coming now here and to Canada. The revival is not going to be glamorous. It is not going to be an outward show. The revival is going to be the touch of God on the inner man. He said, I saw San Francisco and Los Angeles, and God said, these cities have provoked my wrath. I will call my people out, and then judgment will come. I want you to know that Los Angeles and Hollywood has done more to destroy the morality of the world than any other place on the face of the earth. We need to pray, church, like never before. We need to seek God like never before. A.A. Allen said that he had seen the United States of America in the form of the Statue of Liberty. And he saw God take a cup and put it in her hand. And he put it full of wine and he said, drink it. And she said, I will not drink it. He said, drink it. And he began to tip her elbow. And she said, I will not drink it. He said, drink ye all of it. And he pushed her elbow up and she drank it. As she drank it, she began to stumble and fall. She was right in the water. And she began to fall down face first. And he said, then he looked above the United States and he saw missiles leaping out. And he also saw a skeleton man as he reached from New York to Seattle and began to breathe toxic fumes toward the United States. Chuck Youngbrandt, who I personally know, said there will be a massive earthquake in Chicago area, Midwest. He said 30 days after that, the Lord will send his angel to warn his children to flee to places of safety. 7 days later, Russia and China will press the buttons, launching a full thermonuclear attack on the United States, and major cities will be destroyed. Within about 2 months, there will be an invasion of amphibious and airborne troops invading the east coast of the United States at 5 points. 2 in New York, places north of New York, 3 places south of New York, Louisiana and Alabama will cease to exist and are underwater. Church, I want you to know that I had a vision. I've had 3 visions back in the 80s, and I saw the ocean coming in on this property right here. And just from below Orlando area, all the way below, completely wiped out. South Florida, completely wiped out. We're living in perilous times. He said, I want to finish his quote, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, parts of it will cease to exist and are underwater. The president and government abandon Washington, D.C. Japanese and Chinese troops invade the west coast of the U.S. This happens at 3 widely separated points in California and Washington state coastlines. Russia invades and annexes Alaska. Hawaii surrenders to Japan intact. And China jointly occupies with Japan. The president and the government of our country move west and set up the seat of government in Kansas and the Dakotas. Very many soldiers and civilians of the U.S. will be taken to Russia and Eastern Europe to work at slave labor at rebuilding destroyed cities. There will be areas that God will supernaturally protect. Now, when I was aware of most of these things when I went to Washington State, but the little city that we live in, called Colville, Washington, and this is just one of the places. Our pastor was living in Seattle, Washington, which was one of the first places that the terrorists are going to attack. He was living there, and God said, I am going to move you out of here. Church, there's few people and few churches in the United States of America who would listen to the message I'm giving you this morning. And that's why God has told me and so many others that if we did not listen, those who do not listen, they will be caught up and destroyed or taken as slaves and captives. Anna had a dream that we went from house to house knocking on doors and we were saying, you must leave. You must leave. And people said, I can't leave my things. People right on the edge of Mount St. Helens would not leave before the eruption. I bet they're paying attention this time, because when that volcano went over, people were killed who stayed in their homes. Listen, by the time we realize this stuff is happening, it will have already been too late. The only warning you're going to get is from the Spirit. There'll be no announcement on TV telling you to evacuate for the hurricane that's coming. There'll be no television announcer telling you where to go for safety. I am telling you right now, there are safe areas. I can tell you some that I'm aware of. North Florida, someplace in Arkansas, western New York State, the Dakotas, and probably parts of Kansas, and eastern Washington State. These are some of the safe areas that God has said He will protect many in. But you're building on sand if you're building in Florida. God has told me to take this message all over and around the world. I was in Russia 2 years ago, and I wasn't even preaching this message. I wasn't even the preacher that day. And a young man came up to me in Russian. I had to get an interpreter. He said, I saw a vision that was most disturbing. I saw us launch nuclear missiles against your country, and I saw some nuclear missiles attacking us here in Russia. I could not believe my ears. The Russian people, the Christian Russian people, know about it already. We met with Russian pastors who already know this stuff. God has already revealed it. I met with Filipinos. I met with people from all over the world, Chinese, who already have this message. But America's not listening because we're so caught up in our sin. We're so caught up in our pleasure and in our entertainment that we don't want to hear anything. We're so caught up in our little white picket fence houses that we don't see that this is the end time and we are swiftly going into it. I'm telling you, sometime between now and 2012, I believe everything I have told you will already have come to pass. I know we will be living in this time period when these things happen. And church, what manner of people ought we to be as these things occur? Don't wait for someone to tell you. You listen to God and do what God tells you to do. I'm sorry the church isn't full this morning. I'm sorry people aren't here to hear this message. But I'll tell you one thing for sure, church. That is the same state the church around the world is in. There are very few who will listen to this message. And it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. This is no longer a fairy tale since 9-1-1. See, for 20-something years, I sat on this message because I didn't think anybody would hear it. Things were great in the 80s. We were very prosperous in the 80s. God was telling me these horrible things. But people continue to make their plans. I'm going to be this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to build the bigger houses and better barns. It's no time left, church, for building barns. There's no time left. Hallelujah. For doing all those great dreamy things you want to do. This is the time God has given us to win souls and to hear the voice of God and to walk carefully and fearfully before God. I'm telling you, you're going to pick up a cigarette for the last time. You're going to pick up a bottle of beer for the last time. You're going to do your pornography for the last time. You're going to do those little sins for the last time. And it's going to be suddenly over. It's going to be finished. God's going to catch you off. Church, it's no time to play games with God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That means if you don't fear God, you have no wisdom. If you fear God, you will walk healthy before God and soberly in this last day. Because when it comes, it'll be no other warning except those who are walking close enough to God to hear it. And when I read this morning, I was in fear and trembling as I was on 9901. You know, you're either going to be in prayer and God will be able to warn you, or you're going to be chasing your own pleasures and lose out. If you knew that there was only one radio channel that was going to tell you when and where, you would not walk away from that radio for 1 minute. You wouldn't change the channel for 1 second. You would leave that radio tuned in, turned up, and you would be listening every second, because the minute you go to the bathroom, it might be the announcement you need to hear. If you study World War I, World War II, and the people who heard from God during that time, it came suddenly, but people knew because they had their radio tuned to the voice of the Lord God. And there's no time for sin in our lives. There's no time for compromise in our life. Because, listen, if you're living in sin and you're living in compromise, your ear has grown over a piece of skin and you are uncircumcised. Your ears are uncircumcised and you cannot hear God. You cannot hear God because you're too busy in your own pleasure. You're too busy building your own houses and your own homes. You're too busy building your own kingdom and your own future. If you could see the future, if I could open these visions up to you for 1 second, it would change the course of your entire life. If I could show you for 1 second the destruction God showed me. If I could show you for 1 second the bodies washing ashore in Florida. If I could show you for 1 second the nuclear bombs and the terrible things that are going to come because of those things, you would change the course of your life. You would no longer live for yourself. You would live alone for the Lord Jesus Christ the rest of the days of your life. But I can't do that. I'm not Hollywood. All I can do is voice to you what God has told me and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of others around the world. If you're not going to change now, when are you going to change? If you're not going to tune your radio into God now, what are you going to do? What are you waiting for? God has sent these other things to warn us. And we will either pay attention or we'll go deaf. But even Nineveh turned. Even Nineveh turned and God spared. Even Nineveh turned. But I don't see it happening in the church around America. I go into some of the churches and preach, and I don't see them turning around. They listen to the message, and they go out and do their little sins and think it's okay because they sing and clap and dance. It's not okay. It's not okay. You're either living for God or you're living for yourself. You're either living for God or you're living for yourself. It's time to turn. Or burn. It's time to turn or burn. And I don't know about you and your house, but me and my house are in a bus so we can get out of here. We don't have anything to pack. Amen. We just keep it full of diesel fuel. But see, this is the kind of great reward you get from hearing God. He said, I'll do nothing except I show it to my prophets first. I'll do nothing except I show it to my prophets first. And you know what? If he came before destruction, then nobody would get ready. I believe the destruction that's coming is a call. A call to those who are ready to listen. Get right. Get ready.